ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wednesdays are always, John, going to be busy days for us in football season. I mean, Sheil Kapati at 7, Ross Tucker from 8:30 to 9:30. Select Wednesdays. Rob Thompson joins us, as he will today at 9 o'clock. Obviously, we like to get a lot of calls in as well. And, John, we also love the opportunity to talk to the Eagles star center. And there aren't many star centers in the world. Well, usually they're in the world of basketball, actually. But there is a star center in pro football. His name is Jason Kelce, and he'll join us every week at this time.
Sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com.
Hey, Jason, we're excited to have you on each week on the show, pal. How you been, man?
Doing all right, John. How you doing?
Good, man. Very good. Well, I know you got a quick turnaround to the next game tomorrow night. We'll get to that shortly, but still a little look back to what happened on Sunday. Congrats on the win, of course. It was obviously a different kind of offensive performance, one that's been, you know, kind of criticized in some fronts. What was it like for you out there? It was a bit of a struggle. What do you think was going on of why the offense didn't hum to the same degree it did last year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, really sloppy game for us. You know, first quarter, I thought we did some good things. And then, you know, as soon as, you know, we got up 16, we just started stalling out. And credit to New England, they adjusted and started stopping some of the runs and things that we were doing and started mixing it up and throwing some things that we hadn't really seen before. But, you know, we got to adjust better. We got to communicate better. We got to execute better. You know, I think it's across the board. You know, it's always good to play poorly and still get a W.
Yeah.
I think we all know that that could have very easily not been a win. And credit to New England, man. I mean, I know, you know, expectations are high. We're a really good team, but they're a good team too. I mean, their front seven, their defense, they were good last year. We knew we were in store for a tough matchup, but, you know, now we get to watch that tape and come back and play a team that largely plays a lot of similar things this week in Minnesota.
How were the Patriots able to stymie the bread and butter inside zone?
You know, we didn't. We were doing a lot of, I don't know if I want to get into the schemes of it, but you know, I think that
power stuff,
different stuff.
We were doing a lot of different stuff.
That we like against the fronts we were seeing. And they were doing little things like Bill Belichick always kind of does that takes away what he knows you want to get to. And I thought that they did a great job at that. And, you know, these are plays that we usually like against the fronts and things that we were getting. And we just weren't quite executing on it. And I think that the inside zone play, some of the zones might have helped get that more open. But I think, you know, they're a good front. And they do a good job of taking off double teams and making guys get into one-on-one situations at the line, building one line of defense. And, you know, I mean, this is why Bill is one of the best in the game. And they have good players, yeah.
A.J. Brown talked about how he was throwing all the curveballs out. It sounds like you're saying the same thing. Did the game film give you the information to correct those things? Do you feel more confident moving forward that it will look different?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're always adjusting. You're always seeing things in games where you're like, man, if we only would have done that, or if we only would have got to this. You can't defend everything, no matter how good you are. And I think that ultimately moving forward, I think it'll be good for us to move forward and make corrections and be better prepared for the next time teams are doing similar things.
Jason Kelce with us, says he will be every Wednesday at this time. Jason, how tough were those weather conditions? I mean, you played through just about everything, including the Snow Bowl back in 2013. How tough was that one on Sunday in New England?
You know, it was tough early on. But the second half, there wasn't really any weather out there. And even in the first half, like second quarter or so, the rain wasn't really a factor, I didn't think, at that point. It was a good wake-up call for everybody. I think we had a run early on, and luckily they had a penalty, but it was a botched snap. And you know, I think the officials sometimes forget when it's rain to really hold that ball and don't set it down until we break the huddle. And the guy just let it sit there for a while, and it was just getting soaked. And as soon as I put my hand on it, I'm like, oh, man, this ain't going to be good. But I think, you know, they didn't end up playing a factor in the game that much, I really don't think.
How did it feel playing next to Cam Jurgens, real football for the first time?
I tell you what, and, you know, I don't want to, you know, make expectations or whatever, but I thought Cam played a freaking great game. I think that, you know, he was one of the best up front, if not the best guy, I thought, this past week. Really did a great job in pass pro. We're going to have to continue to iron out communication stuff. You know, it was our first game next to each other. And, you know, I think for me, I just have to over-communicate and overly do it by the book, especially to start off. Because I think that that's kind of, you know, when you get used to playing next to guys for a long time, you kind of just get into that feel. And that was a wake-up call for me to be like, okay, now I just got to – this dude is freaking – killing it right now. We just all need to be on the same page, and I need to do a better job of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, Jason, one of the things I think for us on the outside, it's interesting to observe Sirianni and his style. You know, year three, we're going to learn more than year one and two just because, you know, more is happening. What's his style in a moment like this? Like when the team wins but struggles to a large extent on offense, does he dig in on you guys? Does he go harder after you guys? I know it's a short week, but does he really make a point to say, yo, guys, come on, we can be better than this?
I mean, it always depends on how the game went and all these things and factors. I think, obviously, short week, unfortunately, you have to move on quickly.
Yeah.
And so you can't really dwell on it that much. I mean, Monday, we're right away focused on Minnesota. And I think position coaches and stuff are kind of focusing a little bit, I know Stout was, on things that we need to get corrected and be ready for moving forward. But I think, you know, Nick's whole message was just, you know, we can't let these things stall us out. We got to make adjustments better. We can't be as sloppy. I mean, he was – the things that really get Nick very frustrated, and really any coach, are the things that are just, like, stupid, right? Like – you know, we have like substitution things happening in the game, and like that can't happen. And like those little things almost ended up costing us the game. So I think, you know, it's always kind of dependent on what the mistakes look like, why they happen, you know, how dumb were the mistakes or penalties or whatever. And, you know, most of the time though, I would say Nick is very much, let's just make corrections and move forward.
Yeah.
It's not as emotion-filled as maybe he usually is. or quite frankly, do I think what I've heard sometimes he's like with the coaches upstairs. But
so he digs in on those guys. Let those guys take the rap. Yeah. Well, that's what Jimmy Johnson used to do. Jimmy Johnson used to talk about he coaches the players, but he also coaches the coaches. You know, so I mean, that's part of pro football, being a head coach. So Jason, let's get, you know, you guys got a game coming up against Minnesota, and I'm always fascinated by this concept. Before a week one, no one on the team is going to say, yep, we peaked ahead of Minnesota. Because, you know, you look ridiculous if you say that when you have a game to play week one. But when you know you have a Thursday night game and you know it in August, does the team spend some time in August and early September preparing a little bit for Minnesota, knowing, like, you know, they're on the schedule and it's a short turnaround? Do you actually spend some time on that?
I'm sure they did. I'm sure that they knew there was a Thursday game. And whether it was in the off season or whatnot, they got early looks at the issue. Kind of a little bit is that Brian Flores was in Miami 2 years ago, and this is his first year in Minnesota. So you're kind of looking at tape that, you know, idea probably is going to be very, very similar, and I think will end up being similar. But there's always going to be a little bit new wrinkles. But I'm sure they were looking at tape and trying to get some type of game plan things. Ahead of time, you know, I think that's kind of the way they operate.
But not present it to you guys beforehand.
For sure, yeah. We don't know. I mean, you know, we talk in training camp sometimes about the upcoming opponents, and you're always talking about, you know, especially the first game. I think this week sometimes teams are, you know, coaches are asking a little bit about, you know, Minnesota and New England being so similar, you know, different plays and whatnot, but. For the most part, you know, they don't really keep that. They certainly don't address it team-wide.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or position group-wide. It's more like fly-by questions about, hey, you know, this team does this, or what do you think about that? And I think they're clearly focused on that a little bit in training camp, but also trying to stay in the moment and whatnot.
Jason, from your experience with the short week, how much more do you guys lean into the basic stuff, your more familiar practice, repped offensive plays, you know, the core plays when the week's so condensed?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely do. I think, you know, you don't have as much time to go over extremely complicated looks and things like that. So you kind of got to go over the week. And sometimes that's the best thing you can do, to be honest with you. I mean, sometimes you wish you do that all the time. But, I think, and especially against, you know, who we're playing this week. I mean, Flores will rip zeros out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, blitz heavy. He's going to throw a lot of different looks. So you want to be in things that you're going to be able to communicate and execute properly, you know, to be able to handle all that stuff.
You know, Jason, since we last talked to you, the premiere of your show, Kelsey, came out, Amazon Prime. You happy with that? I mean, first off, congrats. And what'd you make of the final product?
You know, I'm happy with it. You know, I think it's real. It's authentic. You know, it's meaningful to my family and I. I think it represents the city really well and my teammates. So, you know, I'm really happy with it. I think I don't know how it'll do. I think it's doing okay right now on Amazon, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, this is something that, you know, we'll have for the rest of our lives for my family. And I think it was, I don't know. It just felt like there was something that needed to be put out there. Yeah. So I enjoyed it.
Well, you know the deal, Jason. In Rocky, you know, Rocky one doesn't, you know, win, but then there's Rocky two.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for Kelsey two next summer. If you catch my drift. You know?
I think I picked up what you're putting down. I wouldn't mind that at all.
Hey, Jason, good luck against the Minnesota Vikings, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, there he is, Jason. Jason Kelsey.
Kelsey 2, let's do it, baby.
Kelsey 2, that'll be a theme all year. Kelsey 2.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.